here's a story from The World.
In the world of sports, life goes on, sort of, but with major changes. The NFL pulled off the Super Bowl last night, seemingly without a hitch. It even looked like the stadium was full. In reality, most of the fans were cardboard cutouts, you know, spectators in the era of COVID. Producing major sporting events has been no easy feat during the pandemic. Take the case of the Australian Open that kicked off today. The lead-up to one of the Grand Slams of tennis has been fraught with tension and cabin fever. But as the world's Bianca Hillier reports, they made it work.
1,200 players and staff started arriving down under in mid-January. Everyone flew in on chartered flights before entering a mandatory 14-day quarantine. If everything went well, players were allowed to leave their hotel rooms for 5 hours a day during that time. But if just one traveler on a flight tested positive when they touched down, well, then the whole plane lost those privileges and had to stay in their room without training. This ended up affecting 72 players, including Yulia Putintseva of Kazakhstan. She wasn't happy and said players weren't told about these strict rules. Still, she abided and improvised. Lockdown players rearranged hotel furniture to make mini tennis courts in their rooms, hitting balls against walls, dressers, and windows. Just don't tell the front desk. Serbian star Novak Djokovic tried to skirt the rules by asking tournament organizers to reduce isolation periods and move players to private houses with tennis courts. That didn't work. Most players, though, understood the deal and isolated without complaints. Japanese player Taro Daniel documented his 14 days online and managed to rig a way to train for the heat by taking a stationary bike into the shower and steaming up the bathroom. That is dedication. Seven-time Australian Open champion Serena Williams is also in Australia. She praised the quarantine measures in an interview with Stephen Colbert.
It's super, super strict, but it's worth it because you want everyone to be safe at the end of the day.
Safe at the end of the day. Everyone was. Until late last week. Here's the Australian Premier, Daniel Andrews.
Late today, we were notified that a 26-year-old man from Noble Park has tested positive for coronavirus.
Even with these strict measures, an employee at one of the athlete hotels tested positive, sending more than 500 players back into quarantine just days before the tournament began. It's a reminder of how vulnerable big sporting events still are right now, and puts the logistical challenge of this summer's Olympics into perspective. More than 10 times the amount of Aussie Open athletes and staff will head to Tokyo, where they won't be subject to quarantine or isolation upon arrival. Officials at the International Olympic Committee say, after a year-long postponement, their emphasis will be on personal responsibility. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.